Hey friend, Graham Baldwin here with the Speaker Lab. Hey, wouldn't it be nice if someone gave you the exact process to find and book more speaking gigs in 2024? That'd be nice, right? Well, I'll tell you what, we're just going to do that for you. We've created a new 18-page guide based on Dan Irvin's process that helped him actually book over $100,000 in speaking gigs in the past year. Now, Dan is one of our team members here. He's a very successful speaker and also one of our coaches. And so you're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls, proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps. Again, that's plural. thespeakerlab.com/steps. We're going to send you that PDF guide right to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps. That's it. That's all you got to do. Go there. Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You're awesome. What is up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode of the Speaker Lab podcast. My name is Grant Baldwin, and it's good to have you here with us today. We are just getting this show started. We are launched it, this week. We are in episode 4 right now. We've got a lot of episodes in the can to come, and excited about the show, excited about the feedback we're getting so far from people, excited about people enjoying it and digging it, liking it, getting into it. And here's the goal. Here's the deal. We want to help you. If you're someone who is brand new to speaking, if you're someone that's been doing this for a little while, you're trying to figure out how to scale up your business. Maybe you're someone who's been doing a little bit of free gigs here and there. You're trying to figure out how to get paid. Maybe you're doing a few things here and there and you're getting paid, but you're trying to figure out how you can ramp it into something full time. Maybe you're just trying to build your personal brand as an individual, and speaking is just one of the pieces that goes into that. And so all of that, however you see speaking fitting into your world, we're excited to help you and looking forward to going on this journey together. So throughout this show, we're going to be doing a couple different things on each individual episode. We're going to be talking about, I'm going to do some training, some teaching, so you can definitely download those episodes. We just did that in episode 3, where we talked about why do you want to speak in the first place. So definitely go back and listen to that one, episode 3. Also, we are going to be doing some, what else are we doing here? We got some interviews. That's what we're doing. Doing interviews with different speakers. Episode 5, which will be coming at you. You may already be able to download that, actually, now that I think about it. I think that's out right now. So you can download episode 5. I interview and talk with my speaker friend, Clay Hebert, and talk about his speaking journey. So definitely check those out. But today's episode is going to be, it's all about you. It's all about you, the listener. We're going to do listener Q&A. So we're going to be doing these episodes quite a bit, where we are taking your questions, yes, directly from you, answering your questions right here on the show. We did this in episode 2, so you may want to go back and listen to that one as well. In episode 2, we took some questions talking about creating your demo video as well as getting booked at colleges. So make sure you stop by, check out episode 2 of the Speaker Lab podcast. Now, before we get into today's questions, let me remind you, we are doing a contest right now as the show is just kicking off and just getting started. So we're going to ask you to do a couple things. One, first of all, just go to podcastcontest.com. Again, that is podcastcontest.com. There you're going to find all the details, information of what we're doing right now. But we're doing just a big giveaway. And in order to enter the giveaway, all you got to do, a couple simple things. One, subscribe to the show, all right? Subscribe. If you're listening to this within iTunes or Stitcher or whatever mobile app you may be listening to this in, all you need to do is just go and hit the subscribe button for the show. That is step numero uno. The next thing we want you to do, go in, download all the episodes that are available right now. Well, I don't want you to miss out on anything, all right? We're putting some time into this, putting some energy, effort, want to make sure that this is valuable for you. So download those, check those out, soak those in. And then the next thing I want you to do is just leave us a quick rating and review. Honestly, leave us an honest rating and review within iTunes. That would be really, really cool. So again, you can do those things. All those details are over at podcastcontest.com. We're going to run this contest for about another week or so, and then we will wrap that up and give away some prizes. So you're not going to want to miss out on that. Now, one more thing before we get to today's question. If you are someone that has some of your questions about speaking, you'd like to have those answered on the show, go right over to Do Not Pass Go. Go directly to thespeakerlab.com. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com. You're going to want to go over there anyway because there's quite a bit of information, resources, tools, and training that we provide for you as a speaker. Again, wherever you're at in your journey as a speaker, we want to help you, and that's the place to go, thespeakerlab.com. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell your dog. Let them know to stop by, check out that site. But you can submit your questions over there. You can do it in one of two ways. One is you can leave us a voicemail, just a short, sweet question, and we will answer that on the show. The other thing you can do is just, you can just, if you're like, I don't want to hear my voice, I sound uncomfortable, I don't like the sound of my voice. Well, first of all, listen, you're a speaker, all right? So we're going to, well, I'm sure that question will come up. What do I do if I don't like the sound of my voice? You'll get over it, all right? But you can leave us a voicemail there, or number two, you can just text in or write in a question, and we will answer that on the show as well. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We've got two questions that have come in from Nicole and Kevin, so let's get into these questions. First question comes from Nicole. Nicole asks, Grant, how do you organize all your info into a talk? How do you organize all your info into a talk? That's a great question, Nicole, and I think this is one of those things that a lot of speakers wonder about. Is I kind of have some ideas of what I want to talk about. Maybe I have enough to fill a 10-minute talk, but man, if I'm supposed to give a 30, 45, 60-minute talk or more, how do I organize that? How do I structure all that? What all needs to go into that? How do I fill up that time? Well, first of all, what I would recommend is that you would start with your really, really broad concept of what is it. You probably have some rough idea of what it is that you want to be talking about. So for you, it could be leadership. It could be overcoming obstacles. It could be a big part of your talk may be your own personal story. Maybe you want to talk about, I don't know, motivation or what else? Customer service, marketing. I mean, it could be any number of things, either personal or professional, that you would want to talk about. So let's just start with a really broad concept of what it is that you want to talk about. From there, what I recommend is doing some type of brainstorming or just brain dump, where for 10, 15 minutes, just take either a blank piece of paper, do this on a whiteboard. You can even do this on your computer and just type out. But the point is, for just 10, 15 minutes or so, just completely unfiltered, I want you just to write down any and every idea you can think of related to that concept here, all right? No filter at all. Again, we're looking for like just key phrases, ideas, strategies, stories, illustrations, props, videos, images, just anything at all you can think of. Again, don't run through the filter of like, well, that'll never work, or I don't know how that would fit. No, that's not what we're looking for, okay? Completely unfiltered, just 10, 15 minutes, just a total brain dump on that concept, all right? That's what we're looking for. So at that point, after that 10 or 15 minutes is up, then you should have a good list of ideas of all different types of random things related to that main concept or topic that you're interested in speaking about. And the goal at this point is to find whatever that one central idea of your talk should be. Now, ideally, this should be basically one summary statement. And a way to think of this is if the audience gets nothing else from your talk, what is that one line? What is that one phrase? What is that one key idea that you want them to get? This is the type of thing that, you know, when you're sitting in a talk and a speaker says something, and just the way they say it and the way it's worded and phrased, you're just like, I should tweet that. That's the type of thing that you're looking for right now. It's just that one central idea, that one summary statement for your talk. So once you have that, and again, that may take a little bit of just kind of looking over all the information, of just kind of playing with some stuff, of kind of wordsmithing some ideas. The goal, again, is just to find that one summary statement. Now, from there, you can begin to put together kind of a skeleton outline of what are the main points that you want to use to support that central idea. What else do you want to talk about within that? What other things can you add on to that's going to, again, support and help that summary statement or that central idea of the talk? So this could be, now what this looks like, this could be, pretty common to do 3 points or 5 points. And some of this is going to depend on the context in which you're speaking. So also not only the context, but it may also depend on the amount of time that you have to speak. And this is a question I also hear from people of, Grant, how long should my talk be? Well, a lot of that is going to be dictated and determined by the context of the environment where you're speaking. So if you're going to speak in an environment, typically, especially if you're speaking at, let's say, a conference, they're going to tell you how much time you have generally, all right? So it may be, they may, now as a general rule, 45 to 60 minutes is a pretty common time for a talk. Usually I shoot for around 45 minutes or so. Sometimes I go a little less, sometimes I go a little bit more. There are times where I've gone to speak somewhere and they're like, hey, we have 20 minutes, or you have 30 minutes or whatever. But some of how much you get into in terms of the building out the talk may be dictated and determined by how much time you have. The way I would structure a talk if I'm giving a 3-hour workshop would be very, very different than if I'm giving a 30-minute keynote. So there are very different types of presentations. So some of that may dictate it there. To talk to, let's say, realtors. realtors, okay? You want to talk to realtors. Well, then if that's somewhat specific, and even you can get even more specific, if I want to talk to, let's say, commercial realtors, now we've got a subset of realtors there, then I can go on the topic side and be a little bit more broad, meaning with commercial realtors, there's probably not a ton of people who talk just about commercial real estate. Therefore, I can talk about a couple of different topics within that subject or niche. Okay, so let's go with the opposite. Let me give you an opposite example here. Okay, let's say that your topic that you speak about is very, very specific. That means that the audience or audiences that you can speak to can be a little bit more broad. Let's say that you wanted to speak about, I'm trying to think of a very specific topic here. Let's say that you wanted to speak about retirement planning, okay? Retirement planning and maximizing your 401k, okay? Retirement planning by maximizing your 401k, all right? So that's the thing that you want to speak about. The topic is very, very specific. That means then that the audience that you could talk to about that could be a little bit more broad. So you could maximizing your retirement or planning on your retirement by maximizing your 401k. You could speak to a bunch of different audiences. So you could talk to realtors. You could talk to insurance agents. You could talk to young moms. You could talk to parents. You could talk to teachers. There's a lot of different types of audiences that you could then talk to about your specific topic. So one of the two needs to be specific. And if that's the case, then the other can be a little broad. Let me give you an example from my own personal business. So I've done a good amount of speaking in the education market, speaking a lot to high school and college students. So because the audience is specific, speaking to, let's say, college students, then the topic that I can talk about to that audience can be a little more broad, meaning there are times where I have spoken to college students on motivation. I've talked to them about career planning. I've talked to them about personal finance. So I've done a couple different topics because the audience that I spoke to was more narrow. I couldn't say I talk about personal finance and I talk about careers and I talk about college planning, or I talk about all of these like random different types of subjects and topics, and I talk about these to 9 different audiences. That would not work. And so you want to get really, really clear on one of the two. Be really, really specific on one of the two. So, Kevin, just to kind of summarize here, should you limit yourself to one expertise, or can you speak on several subjects that you do well? You can ideally limit it to one expertise if possible. I tried to just limit that down so that, again, going back to my last example there, if I say, you know, I speak to college students, but I talk about 19 topics, I don't think you want to do that. I don't think that works, because I think anyone that's considering hiring you is able to look at it and be like, man, you can't really talk about 19 topics well, you know, so you got to really be clear on what those are. But you can be slightly broad if the audience is specific. So great question there, Kevin. Hopefully that helps out. If you have additional questions, again, like I said at the beginning, at the top of the show, then feel free to send in your questions over to thespeakerlab.com. Again, thespeakerlab.com. We will be answering your questions on the show every single week, so make sure that you get those in. There are 2 ways to submit questions. You can do that, again, through voicemail or through just typing in, writing in your question. And again, you can do all of that at thespeakerlab.com. Stop by and check that out. Check out the show notes for this episode. You can do that, again, over at thespeakerlab as well, so stop by and check that out. And then finally, let me remind you one more time about the podcast contest that we are doing right now. podcastcontest.com, where you're going to get all the details on that. We're going to be doing a couple different giveaways associated with that, so make sure you stop by and check that out. Hey, one more time, appreciate you listening to the show. Appreciate you tuning in. If there's anything we can do to help you and support you on your journey as a speaker, again, if you're brand new, if you're just getting started, or if you've been doing this for a little while, let me know where you're at in the journey. Let me know what you're looking for help with, and talk to us. Let us know. I want to make sure that we are providing value to you and make sure that you are getting what you are looking for whenever it comes to building your career as a speaker. We'll catch you next time, my friend. You're awesome.